teenager fell victim to fake pills. Smells like big crime that needs to be stopped. Where are these pills coming from?
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its head-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Babishaw.
And fallout at the White House last week. President Trump says he wants Ukraine's leader to be more appreciative of the U.S. President Zelensky, who was asked to leave the White House, met with European leaders over the weekend to help boost support to end Russia's war.
Zelensky over the weekend said that nobody wants peace more than he and the Ukrainians. They want to see an end to the fighting, that they're fighting for the survival of their country, but that the key thing for Ukraine right now is getting security guarantees about what happens next after a peace agreement, that they cannot be at risk of another invasion and threat from Russia.
ABC's Karen Travers. President Trump announcing 25% tariffs for Canada and Mexican goods coming into the U.S. will go into effect tomorrow. That could drive prices higher for consumers. Fire crews battling 175 wildfires in South and North Carolina due to drought conditions. Rain is in the forecast, but not until later this week. That could help crews get the upper hand. This is ABC News. In California, money was flying after burglars in Los Angeles left behind their stash of cash.
LA is dealing with an ongoing problem of home burglaries often carried out by Chilean gangs that travel to the U.S. just to burglarize high-end homes. In Bel Air on Monday, a street was littered with $100 bills and designer purses after a burglary. The suspects got away, but they dropped a bunch of their loot on the way out. Thousands of dollars in cash all over a street. Now the LAPD is looking for the burglars. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Talks on phase two of the Gaza ceasefire deal now stalled after Israel's blockade of all aid into Gaza. The White House says it supports that blockade, saying Hamas has signaled they're not interested in a negotiated ceasefire after phase one expired this past weekend. Hamas accusing Israel of violating the ceasefire terms and wants to extend phase one of the deal. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The look of the Irish. The Shamrock Shake is here again at McDonald's. Treat yourself to a creamy vanilla soft serve, swirled with shamrock syrup and topped with delicious whipped topping. And here's the sweetest part. When you purchase a Shamrock Shake, we'll donate 25 cents to benefit local Ronald McDonald's House Charities programs. So come to a participating McDonald's, enjoy a Shamrock Shake, and spread a little green cheer to families who need it most.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, maybe a sprinkle or shower and warm, lows in the mid-40s. A high in the upper 40s for tomorrow with rain mainly in the afternoon. Windy with rain changing to snow tomorrow night. Several inches likely with blowing snow. Snow tapering Wednesday, but windy. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. It's 52 right now.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Two people identified by family as 51-year-old Donald Mayer and his wife Tatiana were found dead over the weekend in the town of Waukesha. Circumstances surrounding the deaths remain under investigation. The Sheriff's Department says a person of interest is in custody on separate charges. A pursuit by law enforcement ended in a fatal crash in Dane County Sunday evening. A driver failed to stop for a state patrol trooper. An Iowa County sheriff's deputy joined the chase soon after, the vehicle eventually crashing in the town of Blue Mounds. One person inside was dead at the scene. Some Green Bay Packers season ticket holders are being denied renewals this year. Officials with the team say those who've been exclusively reselling all their season tickets will be taken off the renewal list this season. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast and you won't stink.
Chances are, with the tricky road conditions caused by snow, sleet, and ice, you could end up getting a dent, ding, or bang on your car this winter. If you do, there's only one name to trust for quality auto repair. That's JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. JKO Auto Body uses factory replacement parts and paint, so you know your vehicle is back to factory specifications and that the repairs will last. JKO works with all insurance companies, too. If your vehicle gets a dent, ding, or bang this winter, get it repaired at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07. Reporting from Commodity Classic in Denver, I'm Brian Winnikins with news on WRDN. News this hour being brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand. Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, Durand. Healthcare your way. Find out more at provisions.health. And the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand. Four older buildings on the UW-Eau Claire campus have been approved for demolition. The State Building Commission, along with Governor Evers, approved the measure, along with others for public building projects. Zorn Arena, Brewer Hall, Campus School, and Kiel Theater are the four buildings that will be set for demolition. All four were built in 1951 and will now be turned into green space. The Waubesha County Board is meeting tomorrow morning. Items on the agenda include action on the purchase of two new Motorola radios, zoning requests, and reports from department heads and county committees. Tomorrow's meeting begins at 9 at the Old Courthouse Annex in Waubesha. A house fire in Onalaska has left one person dead. Firefighters arrived on the scene last week and immediately started to attack the flames. As crews searched the home, they pulled one person out who later died of their injuries. The fire caused significant damage, but crews were able to bring it under control within 30 minutes. No others were injured, or as reported. The cause of the fire, however, remains under investigation. Warrants have been issued for a Western Wisconsin couple accused of child sex crimes. Prosecutors say Amanda Whitting had a sexual relationship with a 17-year-old victim starting in May of 2022. The teen said she would give him and his friends alcohol and marijuana. She's now facing more than a dozen charges for the accusations. The victims say her husband, Joshua Whitting, was aware of the relationship. He's also facing one charge. Federal orders are responsible for the University of Wisconsin-Madison to reassess its race-based programs. Officials say they have an indisputable responsibility to comply with the law, quote unquote, but they will continue to support the values of diversity. Orders are, quote, tremendously expansive, unquote, and the university is currently looking into the financial impacts. Any impacts will be relayed to respective departments sometime this week. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
A Mondovi man has pleaded guilty to multiple counts of possession of child pornography. 39-year-old Kyle Gillis made the plea in Buffalo County Court after he was arrested after an investigation by the Internet Crimes Against Children group that found evidence that Gillis had downloaded multiple images and videos of child porn. Gillis was sentenced to 3 years in prison and 5 years of extended supervision. The land purchase for a new Western Wisconsin hospital has been finalized. Asperius Healthcare bought the 22-acre plot of land Friday and says the ground will be broken on the new facility in the spring. It'll be built on Chippewa Crossing Boulevard near the Seymour Cray Senior intersection. The hospital will offer primary and inpatient care along with emergency and basic lab services. Asperius says it's been dedicated to bringing healthcare to the Chippewa Valley since the hospital and clinic closures last year. A group of Red Wing High School students staged a walkout Friday. The action was in response to that school district canceling a Black History Month event featuring Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison. The school's Black Student Union President Amari Williams said that she and other students were upset with the leadership's decision. She says their concern is not so much that Ellison would not be in attendance, but that that Black History event was canceled. Red Wing Superintendent Bob Jezarek said he made the decision due to concerns over significant disruptions. He never detailed what those possible disruptions would be. Cody Anderson, who tried to steal an airplane from the La Crosse Airport in 2023, is being given a conditional release from a mental health facility. Anderson met the standards for his conditional release plan earlier in the month. The court now ruled that Anderson was no longer at risk to himself or others. Back in 2023, he faced five felony counts, including making terroristic threats. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity last year. A lawsuit against several Wisconsin TV stations by former U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde has been dismissed. A Brown County judge ruled Thursday that Hovde's complaint that advertisements run by the stations were defamatory held no merit. The ads in question accused Hovde of rigging the system by taking government loans and that he used offshore shady tax havens. Judge Donald Zumwalder ruled that neither of those statements were defamatory since the term rigging the system is well known as a matter of opinion and that Hovde's investments in offshore accounts aren't illegal, so it can't be defamatory. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Ticket prices for the upcoming Packers season at Lambeau Field have been released. A spokesperson said preseason tickets have increased up to $11 per game and regular season tickets are up to $21 per game. Now, price differences are all dependent on location. At the 700 level, it's now $69 for preseason, and in the regular season, it's $139. Season ticket holders who sell 100% of their tickets are having their ticket privileges invalidated. For more details, visit Packers.com. For WRDN News, reporting from Commodity Classic in Denver, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Break up with stinky clothes.
Rinse it out.
Every now and then I get a little bit tired of the stinks that just will never come out.
Pour Downy in the rinse shade.
Every now and then I rinse it out. One wash and it delivers. One wash, it smells so clean.
Downy Rinse and Refresh, it's a dream.
Downy Rinse and Refresh. Fights odor in just one wash. Guaranteed.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you?
I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Bell on a roll for Western Swing. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Welcome to more.
Got a great year ahead.
Where the roads don't have limits on how fast you can go or the sights you're going to see.
Oh, we got trouble.
Welcome to new places. Familiar faces,
wow,
and memories in the making.
Hey, baby.
Welcome to a whole new season of NASCAR. The NASCAR Cup Series, brought to you by Xfinity of Phoenix, Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on FS1.
For three decades, Racing Electronics has been the number one choice for scanners, headsets, and all race day communications needs. Racing Electronics provides the ultimate fan experience for the ultimate NASCAR fan. Hear uncensored communication from every team in the race with a scanner from Racing Electronics, or tune into the MRN radio broadcast. To learn more, visit RacingElectronics.com today. Be race ready, be RE equipped.
Coming off his win in Atlanta last week, Christopher Bell wasted no time securing yesterday's road course victory at Circuit of the Americas. The Joe Gibbs Racing pilot now looks forward to the two events of the 2025 Western Swing and his approach to their significance in the race for a NASCAR Cup Series title.
They're great racetracks for us, and more importantly, they are extremely important racetracks. With Phoenix being the championship event, Vegas being in the round of eight, they're two racetracks where you have to be good at if you're going to compete for a championship. Everyone knows that. Everyone's going to be, bringing their best stuff, trying to see where they stack up, and taking notes for, you know, how it goes and how to be better in the fall.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
The Packers have agreed to a 2-year, $8 million free agent deal with linebacker Isaiah McDuffie today. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. He started all 17 games last season and played 67% of the team's defensive snaps. Marquette's Cam Jones, one of five finalists for the 2025 Bob Cousy Award presented by the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame. The honor goes to the top point guard in Division I men's college basketball. Marquette back in action tomorrow night. They're at UConn. A poor shooting cost the Badgers in their 71-62 loss to Michigan State in East Lansing on Sunday. The Badgers had season lows in points, field goal percentage, and three-point field goal percentage. The Badgers at Minnesota Wednesday night. Top 25 coaches poll is out for the week. The Badgers, despite their loss to the Spartans yesterday, stay put at number 12. Marquette is up two spots to number 20. The Golden Eagles are also 20th in the AP poll. The Badgers dropping one spot to 12th in the writers' poll. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
That spice is 10 out of 10, would recommend.
Hi, my name is Khadija, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A grilled spicy deluxe sandwich is that spicy kick of the chicken. It's just the right amount of heat, and it gets me excited. And then, pro tip, add that cilantro lime sauce. It cools it down. If the sandwich is at 100, the cilantro lime takes it to 200. It makes me want to, like, tell all my friends and family.
Order a Chick-fil-A grilled spicy deluxe sandwich and a Diet Dr. Pepper on the Chick-fil-A app for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now accepting artwork for the 2026 Wild Turkey, Ringneck Pheasant, and Waterfowl Stamp Contests. I'll tell you how you can submit an entry when we return, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR is now accepting artwork entries for the Wild Turkey, Pheasant, and Waterfowl Stamp Design Contests. The winning designs will appear on the 2026 collection of stamps. Each year, local artists from around the Badger State compete for an opportunity to showcase their talents, commemorate their work, and promote wildlife conservation across the state. Hunters are required to purchase a species-specific stamp to legally harvest any of these game birds in Wisconsin. Sales of these three stamps generate hundreds of thousands of dollars annually for species management across Wisconsin. Stamp design entries must be received or postmarked by August 1, 2025. Judging will take place on Saturday, August 23rd, at the Waterfowl Hunters Expo in Oshkosh. Rules, entry information, and reproduction rights agreements are available on the DNR's Wildlife Stamp Funding and Stamp Design Contest webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Wildlife Stamp Design Contest. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Looking to get doctor-prescribed medication like Ozempic or Wegovy? Zelty can help you get GLP-1 medications affordably, whether you have insurance and even if you don't. And 100% online. It's simple. Just text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started. Zelty can help you get Ozempic, Wegovy, or Zepbound covered by your insurance company, so you pay as little as $0 for the medication if prescribed. No insurance? No problem. Zelty can ship semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and Zepbound, for as little as $151 a month versus $1,000 plus for name brand medications. Either way, it's high quality medical care, weight loss coaching, and access to game changing medications, all 100% online with Zelty and affordable with or without insurance. So don't wait. Text ACCEPT to 200-300 to get started today on your weight loss journey with Zelty. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text ACCEPT to 200-300. That's ACCEPT to 200-300. Text ACCEPT to 200-300.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, maybe a sprinkle or shower and warm. Lows in the mid-40s. A high in the upper 40s for tomorrow with rain mainly in the afternoon. Windy with rain changing to snow tomorrow night. Several inches likely with blowing snow. Snow tapering Wednesday, but windy. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. It's 52 right now.
Good afternoon and welcome to the channel final bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. We are broadcasting at Commodity Classic. This is the 29th annual show, which is underway in Denver. And joining me, of course, today is going to be Arlen Suderman. And this is, I think, Arlen, probably going to be one of the heavier conversations that you and I have had in a while, all because of the fact that there's a lot happening in the world and a lot of things have changed just in the last, 24 hours. And it is kind of now the night, afternoon, before these tariffs are set to go in. And we know that there's a lot of heavy uncertainty that is going along with it.
Oh, there really is, and it has us also trying to guess what Trump might do, President Trump, and he likes to keep that uncertainty. He uses that as leverage in negotiations to keep everybody guessing what he might do. So as I give my opinion on what I think is happening here, it's just that. It's an opinion, but I think it makes sense overall. But we have the increased tariffs on China, which were put at 10% on February 1st, going to 20% on March 4th. We have the 25% tariffs on Canada and Mexico that were on again and off again. And then apparently on again last week. And I thought, okay, there's something else going on here because I've seen them do a great deal to help seal the border. So what else is at play here? I felt like it had something to do with China and wrote that into my wire to our customers late last week. And we certainly saw then the United States ask Mexico over the weekend if they would match our tariffs on China, because we know there's a lot of Chinese goods that come through Mexico to try to get take advantage of our free trade agreement with Mexico and Canada as well. So Mexico said, okay, we would consider that. So then they turned to Canada and say, will you do the same? And we're still waiting to get that response right now, whether Canada do the same. And it's my sense that if they do, the 25% tariffs will suddenly go away or be paused again or whatever. But I think it's all about trying to contain China. And I think that the Ukraine situation with Zelensky that happened on Friday in the White House is also related to that. And here again, this is just my musings here on it, but Ukraine is in a war with Russia, obviously. Russia invaded Ukraine. It was a very bad thing to do, yes. Russia's fear is that Ukraine will be part of NATO, and Putin is very insecure about that because Russia's been invaded 50 times over its history, going back over the centuries. And it's worried that that's what NATO wants again. And so he's worried about it. And so President Trump says, okay, how about if we keep them out of NATO? But yet we work out a deal to where we get the rare earth minerals that are in Ukraine, which would remove another item of leverage that China has on us now. And it would put our resources in Ukraine. So if Russia attacked Ukraine, they would risk killing some of our people. And they know that we defend our people. We killed some Russian soldiers in Syria during Trump 1.0. And so Putin knows that we would do that. So if we have a vested interest in Ukraine, then we would then at that point be essentially, that would be our guarantee that Putin would not attack Ukraine. Without Ukraine joining NATO, Putin would say, okay, I'm willing to back off. And then what we hear from our people on the ground in China, Xi Jinping is worried about Putin and Trump cozying up to one another and isolating China. None of the three trust each other. They don't trust each other at all. But Putin cozied up to Xi Jinping during the Ukraine war to leverage that relationship versus the West. But if Ukraine war is over, Putin's bigger threat is this growing power to his south in China. So we see Xi Jinping doing a bunch of things to try to maintain that relationship with Putin. So I think Trump is working all of that, and everything starts to make sense, all the tariff talk and everything, when you start looking at it in that light.
Never have I seen so many layers in a tariff discussion. And, you know, you and I had been on the air talking about last time we talked about the whole situation that was going to be building up to what we were going to see. How many different facets and cogs in these wheels, Arlen, that could change literally in a blink of an eye over the next, 12-13 hours.
Well, very definitely. And the thing to understand about China is they value relationship negotiations. You may have totally different values than I do, but if we have a relationship of respect, we can do business. So President Trump really focused on that during his first term, speaking very respectfully as Xi Jinping. And so as a part of that Chinese culture, they like to negotiate face-to-face, but they kept dragging things out, and they forced Trump into 13 14 face-to-face negotiations, Trump and his team. And that drug it out for several years and bought time for China. And Trump saying, this time I don't have that kind of time. And so I think he sees China is vulnerable right now with their economy hurting. He feels like he has momentum. And that's why I think he's taken a much more aggressive approach this time, trying to leverage Canada and Mexico also to work at his advantage and trying to take advantage of this time to force China into doing something quicker. Now, China coming along with the tariffs now against agricultural commodities, like what their state media hinted they would be doing, that works very well for China right now because Brazil's harvesting a record soybean crop. They're going to have a good-sized corn crop it currently looks like, although that still has a lot of risk to it at this point. So they don't need to buy any U.S. corn or soybeans now for the next 6 to 8 months. It does hurt our pork and our beef industry, though.
It's going to make things definitely interesting. We're going to talk about this and a whole lot more, including how do you market? How do you look at what's been happening in the world in just the last couple of days, and how do you move forward with your marketing plans? Is before we know it, those planters are going to be in the field. We'll also talk a little bit more what we're seeing weather-wise. We know that the harvest is continuing quite well, but there's some concerns as well about some possible dryness for areas of South America. And, of course, the weather that's building up once again here in the States. More is coming up. It's the Channel Final Bell on the road. Commodity Classic on the Rural Radio Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Welcome back once again to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network on location at Commodity Classic underway in Denver. And Arlen Suderman does continue to join us with StoneX. I made a comment to you during the break that this is almost like baklava because there's so many layers. There's some sweet parts in it, and you might get some bitter because of the walnuts. And that's exactly how we got to look at this trade. I mean, there's so many layers and so many ways to react to what we're hearing.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think Trump learned a lot. Most people, when they get in office, it takes them a while to just figure out the lay of the land, and then they try to do something about it. But when Trump lost the election in 2020, he stepped back fully intending on coming back and with his ego expecting that he would win. And so he spent 4 years thinking about and strategizing what would I do different. And he understands this is the only term now that he can serve. He can't run for re-election again under U.S. law. And he also understands that the party that's in the White House typically loses votes in the midterm elections. And so, therefore, he probably just has 2 years to get his agenda done. And so he is working fast to do that. And he built his strategies during his 4 years off on how to do that. Met with the lawyers and the strategists and everything so that he was ready to go. And that's why it looks like mass chaos. Two of those of us on the outside, but inside he knows exactly what he wants to accomplish.
So how do we market it? How do we watch? I mean, just during the commercial break, we were talking marketing things and that were happening. How does somebody, the average Joe, look at what's going on and know how to go forward?
Yeah, and we probably should throw that out. He did a social media post that said that American farmers should get ready to start selling a lot of produce internally inside the United States. What did he mean by that? Does that mean that he's going to throw his hat behind the support for biofuel production, maybe giving favorable carbon intensity scores? I don't know. That was very encouraging. But certainly, we know that his Secretary of Agriculture has his ear, and I think farmers are trying to decide whether they have her ear, but we've seen signs that he is thinking well, and he knows that this is tanking the markets, what he's doing with the tariffs, and so it wouldn't surprise me at all if we see something very quickly maybe out of the biofuel end to try to increase that domestic demand coming out. But from a farming standpoint, I think we've had this conversation several times over the last last few months, last 6 months, they've said, we're in that part of the agricultural cycle. I've been through plenty of them over the last 40 plus years that we need to, you know, not count on the home runs in our marketing. We need to be defensive. We need to protect the equity we built in our farms. Do I think that there are opportunities for rallies, more opportunities this year? Yes, I do, particularly for corn and wheat, but there are no guarantees in this world. And so I think that we need to take advantage of rallies as they occur, focusing on protecting the equity we have, focusing on minimizing our exposure to potential losses to survive this cycle that we're currently in. And that's how your risk management plan should be built around.
So what are you hearing from, switching gears a little bit, what are you hearing from your coworkers in South America?
Well, they just completed their March customer survey on production. They cut soybean production from 170 down to 168 million metric tons. On corn, they went up to 130 million metric tons. So corn crop getting bigger. Now, I have a feeling that may come back down because they're very dry now. If that dryness continues into April and May, then it could come down considerably. But that's a big if at this point. But I think that's the risk that we need to respect right now. But for soybeans, the crop is mostly made at this point. With corn, most of it is yet to be made. And right now, I think the risks are to the downside of that estimate. It may be the highest we see.
So let's do a switch gears and take a look at the livestock. Obviously, weather's a concern. But I think you're kind of also alluding to the fact that what we just talked about on the front half and into the second half is more important to the livestock right now.
Yeah, I really think those emotions have it. And we look at consumer confidence. With the high beef prices, and we've talked about this before, we have to have consumer confidence, be willing to pay up for that steak at these prices. And the consumer sentiment has really been falling over the last 4 weeks or so with all the headlines about inflation and tariffs and everything. And so I think the cattle market is probably most concerned about that at this point. We did see a bounce in the pork market. We saw some product price jump. But I think a lot of it also had to do with some optimism that maybe we will reach an agreement with Mexico and be able to keep that market open.
Well, it's definitely going to be an interesting wild ride before you and I get to talk again next week. What is the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Over on X, formerly Twitter, my handle is ArlenFF101 or at StoneX.com.
All right, Arlen Sudeman joining us here on location at Commodity Classic. A quick reminder to everybody that commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss not suitable to all investors. You can pick this up as a podcast wherever you subscribe for your free podcast or over at RuralRadioNetwork.com. That's the Channel Final Bell being brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professionals on the Rural Radio Network.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PTx, innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible, PTx. With the price of eggs continuing to surge higher, the Trump administration is making some changes to the way USDA responds to bird flu outbreaks. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced the policy shift last week, and I'll have the details after this.
AGCO is proud to launch PTx, a new leading brand that combines precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble. The alignment of these brands supports farmers, dealers, and OEMs globally. PTx Trimble and Precision Planting understand the challenges of farming. That's why they designed solutions to help you implement technology and automation on your farm. They knew there was a better way, so they're building it together. With a combined set of products from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble, there are now precision ag technologies to touch all brands, equipment types, and farms. PTx spans the entire crop cycle, from land prep to planting, spraying to harvesting, and each pass in between. Innovative brands you trust. Powerfully simple. Seamlessly compatible. PTX. Visit PTXAg.com to learn more.
Yes, in response to the escalating avian influenza crisis, which has led to the loss of over 166 million birds and a projected 41% increase in egg prices this year, the USDA last week unveiled a comprehensive $1 billion strategy to combat the outbreak and stabilize the poultry industry. A significant portion of the investment, about $500 million, is dedicated to enhancing biosecurity measures on farms. The USDA will offer free biosecurity audits to all commercial egg-laying facilities, aiming to identify and fix vulnerabilities that could contribute to the spread of the virus. For farms that need to update infrastructure identified during these assessments, the department will cover up to 75% of the associated costs. For farmers currently impacted by the outbreak, $400 million has been allocated for financial relief. This funding is to expedite the repopulation of flocks and ensure that affected producers receive compensation that reflects current market values. Recognizing the need for a long-term solution, the USDA is investing $100 million in vaccine research and development. The agency will explore new generation vaccines and therapeutics to reduce the necessity for large-scale culling during outbreaks. The department is also engaging with international trading partners to address potential trade implications associated with poultry vaccination. Secretary Rollins emphasized the administration's commitment to addressing the crisis, saying, quote, "American farmers need relief and American consumers need affordable food. To every family struggling to buy eggs, we hear you, we're fighting for you, and help is on the way." To further stabilize the domestic egg supply, USDA is exploring options for temporarily increasing egg imports. Countries such as Turkey have committed to supplying additional eggs to the U.S. market, with Turkey expected to ship approximately 15,000 metric tons, or about 33 million pounds, of eggs through July of 2025. I'll have more details when we come back.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
While the new announcement around bird flu policies doesn't signify a major shift in how the USDA grapples with active bird flu outbreaks today, the research towards vaccines and therapeutics could provide a way to stabilize the layer flock in the months or perhaps years to come. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PTX. You can learn more at PTXAg.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chentfit Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chentfit Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chentfit Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chentfit Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, maybe a sprinkle or shower and warm. Lows in the mid-40s. A high in the upper 40s for tomorrow with rain mainly in the afternoon. Windy with rain changing to snow tomorrow night, tapering Wednesday. Several inches likely with blowing snow, winter storm watch. Bathroom remodels, only $99 a month at BCI Bath and Shower. 800-329-4115. It's 52 right now.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
My Maria, don't you know I've come a long see her when she's around. She takes my blues away. Sweet Maria, the sunlight surely hurts my eyes. I'm a lonely dreamer on a highway in the sky.
Maria, dressed upon a shooting star. You're beautiful the way you are. This one's for the girls who love without holding back, who dream with everything they have all around the world. Yeah. This one's for the girls. Yeah, this one's for the girls.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Here we are.
Just hanging out, some little West Coast town. Found a bar out by the sand, so I made my way in. First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburned auburn hair, a California dream. Yeah, she was shaking them hips, some old Motown song. I couldn't say a thing, so I sang along. She was a heartache on the dance floor. Coast town, I drop by every night, I stay the closing time. My little mystery, that girl's killing me, so I put on this song just to sing. humming this little song. If I could say a thing, I'd want you to know. You were a heartache on the dance floor.
Heartache on the dance floor.
Yeah, you're moving through my mind.
Moving through my mind.
Oh, I got to know your name. I gotta see you again. And if you're listening, listening.
Local news, weather, and sports.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
WRDM.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna leave. I just had that one drink, and we've all gotta be up early. Boys, we ought to shut her down. Just take it to the house. Before anybody starts getting crazy, so I started walking across the floor. Before I got to the door, oh no, somebody just bought a shot of that Patron. Hang on, I just might have to stay.
this Chevy van.